This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And the Journal learns Facebook considered charging for access to user data. Coming up, we talk to the Journal's Deepa Seetharaman about the internal emails which show Facebook considered charging companies for continued access to personal information several years ago. This is all according to an unredacted court document reviewed by the Wall Street Journal. We'll talk more about it after these tech headlines. We learn that Amazon is selling medical products to patients based on one of the most private corners of the health system, electronic medical records. A growing number of doctors around the U.S. can direct a patient to Amazon to buy blood pressure cuffs, slings, and other supplies via an app embedded in the patient's private medical record. Hospitals that use the app say the goal is to replace the handwritten shopping lists doctors often hand to people, which are easy to lose, and spare frazzled patients lengthy searches through pharmacy shelves. And the Journal says medication, personal health goods, and vitamins account for a growing share of the fastest online retail market, which is outpacing brick-and-mortar drugstore growth. Microsoft wins a $480 million AR Army contract. It will supply prototypes of its augmented reality headsets to the U.S. Army, but these are not your ordinary gaming models. As noted in the Journal's CIO blog, the headsets could include night vision, thermal sensing, and hearing protection. And ultimately, the Army could end up purchasing up to 100,000 customized HoloLens devices as well. And the good news, it is time for your new job interview. The interesting news is you'll be talking to yourself. That's because in an ultra-light labor market, more employers are rolling out automated one-sided phone interviews. No human on the other end of the line. And as companies compete for workers in the tightest labor market in decades, more employers are trying to streamline the hiring process to nab promising candidates before they can get away. Major companies such as lab test provider Quest Diagnostics and insurer Allstate Insurance Company use such interviews for some hiring. In May, job site Indeed introduced a set of text and audio-based skill tests, including an option for a one-way phone interview, meaning that even the smallest U.S. businesses can now use them in the hiring process. Coming up, a look at how internal Facebook emails consider charging companies for continued access to user data. Internal emails in court filings viewed by the Wall Street Journal provide a new window into a document trove as we learn new details about Facebook's past attempts to charge for access to user data. And that is actually the least interesting part of the story. Joining us now from our San Francisco bureau with more is, of course, the Wall Street Journal's Deepa Seetharaman. Hey, Deepa.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So, you know, this is interesting. Some would say eyebrow-raising bit of news. It says a lot about intentions and where Facebook's intentions were before their, let's call it their data problem, was the monster that it is. Your reporting shows that they clearly wanted to essentially make money off of our personal info for quite some time. What's the latest that's been disclosed here?
So these are emails that were surfaced in this pretty obscure lawsuit between a company that built an app that at the time let users find pictures of their friends in bikinis and Facebook. This app, Bikinis, sued Facebook a few years ago, saying that their API and data policies were anti-competitive. And a lot of emails were extracted from Facebook as part of the lawsuit. And so what we got was a little sort of scintilla of the information inside that their lawyers got through discovery. And it's pretty fascinating. You know, it shows that around the time of the IPO, you know, actually, let's back up. I mean, Facebook had a platform starting in 2007 that let developers plug in and build services on top of user data. So this was going on for a while. Facebook changed its system a few times, and then around the time of the IPO, 2012, so ancient history, the company was really struggling to make money. And they weren't really sure what to do and, you know, how to make mobile work.
Mm-hmm. Timing is important here. Exactly. The timing is mm-hmm. crucial here. Mm-hmm.
And so they started to think about, hey, OK, what are our assets? What are our resources? What can we do to actually make money? And one idea under consideration was charging developers for access to this information. You know, there's an email extracted as part of this court case that says, hey, what if we just shut off access to every app that doesn't spend at least $250,000 on our service? And it's important to note that this idea didn't go anywhere. Facebook didn't pursue this route and, you know, insisted that it doesn't sell data. It does not. You can't buy user data in chunks from Facebook. What you can do is you can advertise against that information and, you know, and use in Facebook's data. But you can't just buy it wholesale. And so, but what Facebook has never said is whether or not they've considered it and under what circumstances and when or any of that.
Mm-hmm.
So these emails show that, you know, there were discussions about it that went from 2012 to, you know, 2014 or so, that there were conversations about, is there a way to monetize this information?
It's all very fascinating. And, you know, we're talking about this in part because apparently, you know, a British lawmaker has pledged to make this very public next week. What's the story there?
Oh, my God. It's the craziest story. So,
right? I'm like, what is going on?
It's really hard to describe exactly what's going on. So this lawsuit's been going on since 2015. And like I said, it's been obscure, you know, but the plaintiffs got all this information. Bikini's got all this information and these internal emails, and they were all under seal at Facebook's urging and by order of a judge. The Bikini's folks have been saying that they have explosive information in these emails, but they can't share them. And by law, right, under penalty. So cut to the last couple of weeks, and one of the senior executives of Bikini's is traveling to London, and he has plans to meet a journalist from The Guardian, and he's there for work. Somebody knocks on his door one morning, and it's the Sergeant of Arms of the UK
Naturally.
Parliament. Yeah, why not? And it's, you know, I know almost nothing about UK politics, but what I've learned is that the Sergeant of Arms he is the only person allowed to carry a sword in British Parliament. I mean, this is an imposing figure.
This is the best story.
And yeah, and then this 643 executive is intimidated and nervous and then hands over the documents. And that is the story of how they got in the hands of this guy named Damian Collins.
And here we are. You get the feel. I mean, is there a lot of facepalming as of late there these days? It seems like just when some of the pressure is off, bam, where does it stand with its next moves and how it proceeds to contain this never-ending, quote-unquote, data problem?
Oh, it's internally, the company is just constantly, they feel picked on by the press, which and they feel as if they never really relax because there's always something coming around the corner. I mean, I was talking to somebody. So the summer was a particularly busy time because it always is in Facebook land. But now, you know, people are looking back at the summer as a quiet period. And you
That's
know,
funny,
the,
yeah.
yeah. And there are a lot of there's just this feeling that the hits keep coming and the hits don't stop. And so the moment morale is pretty low. Some of that is mixed in with defiance and anger at the media. And it is a tough place to work. There are lots of people, I should say, that are probably and are energized by some of the challenges that they face. But there's a lot of other people who are feeling kind of low.
Yeah, this is a story we definitely have our eyes on. I certainly do. Deepa, we will definitely talk soon. Thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, thank you.
Again, head to WSJ.com or the WSJ app for more. And for more tech podcasts, make sure you check out the Wall Street Journal's Instant Message podcast hosted by David Pierce. You won't want to miss it, covering all things personal tech with very personal spin from our tech folk at the Journal. That's it for the Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York.